Do you want to do it? Or yeah, you would I prefer know. I would
feeling so scared shy. Right now. Yeah.
It's Halloween. Are you? It's spooky season.
Oh, so I'm not shy. I'm scared for my life.
Yeah. You're spooked.
I'm spooked.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Go ahead. Do it.
How do you know that I shouldn't be scared?
Because I'm right here. Does that help?
Yeah. Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We're both here. And as you notice, we're sitting... As you notice, we're sitting on our Kelly Clarkson large Wayfair Connect collection love seat. And we've got our normal size Kelly Clarkson Wayfair collection single chair
that's
over there.
Actually not Kelly Clarkson. That's custom for BNC.
Shut up.
Dead.
That's a custom.
Ass serious.
That's a custom key piece?
That is custom key piece.
Okay, well, yeah. That's empty over there.
A BNC original.
It's empty, but I think it needs to be filled.
I agree. Who would you say like you want to fill it with right now?
Obama.
Okay, well,
or
he's not here, so.
Or, who else?
Okay.
Jessica Chastain would be awesome,
okay.
Too, to have a podcast.
Mm-hmm, totally agree. That being said.
What if we had someone that you know and you love?
What if we had one of our like first internet friends?
What if we had?
What if we had Caroline Rick, Rich Caroline, come on out.
Woo!
In all her glory. Looking beautiful as ever and stylish as ever.
Oh, I love the...
Were you guys just talking behind my back?
Yes, and in front of it as well.
I always try to like think of something really funny to say mm-hmm. when people are coming out, and then it ends up being me saying the same thing over and over and over again, trying to think of a joke.
Yeah.
I really should just intro people.
I know. We're working on like not everything has to be like a stand-up.
Oh,
set.
Okay. Is that what that was?
Okay. Honest and genuine question.
I'm sorry. No. Okay.
Are you Rick Caroline right now or are you Caroline?
I don't think there is like a line. I think it's all just like, it's like all morphed.
It blends.
At this point.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for so long, it's all morphed. So I might go in and out.
Oh, in and out? I love that.
Yeah.
I love
it's a good
I love
restaurant.
It. Yeah, it is good. Yeah. Oh my God, you're giving Rich Caroline.
Okay,
so for those of you that don't know Caroline, which probably a few of you, I would say your TikTok's it girl completely. Fashion icon.
I'll take it.
Early 2000s. Like very much like Cher from Clueless, I would say.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like the highest honor. Am I allowed to look into the camera?
Uh-huh.
You can kind of look in any direction you want here. You could look at me or Brooke or behind you.
And I'm actually just going to look at you today because we had Cody on a few weeks ago. I don't think I looked at him once.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
I was.
I'm a little nervous.
Don't be. But I get being shy and nervous. Yeah. So I'm just going to be looking at you as an exercise.
Okay. I'll look back at you.
Yeah.
And occasionally I'll look at Connor.
Yeah.
That's okay.
No need. How are you?
I'm so good.
Me too.
I'm not used to waking up this early, but other than that,
yeah,
I'm amazing.
Yeah.
It makes it kind of fun for the podcast because I feel the same as if I am drunk, like this early in the morning.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of coffee today. I got up earlier than I usually would go because I'm trying to get on. I got the dog now.
You have a dog?
Just got a dog. Now 2 months ago.
What kind of dog?
I'm just going to still talk about it as if I just got him.
Good.
Because we're still learning.
He's a newborn.
We're learning about, mm-hmm. he's fresh out the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning so much about him.
Totally.
And I just got this leash. Oh, I'm going to post about this leash today. I got this leash that straps around my waist. Can you picture it?
I have one of those.
Like a belt?
Yeah.
It's a belt. So I walk, like, there's no other way to walk with a leash around your waist besides like this. So I walk through my neighborhood. I call it my Tammy leash because I feel like my name's Tammy when I have this leash on. And I take him out. I'm walking him around the neighborhood. I'm doing my hips are going. It's nice because you can have your phone in one hand, your coffee in the other hand, and like completely your dog can do his or her own thing.
Hands free.
Hands free. Except my hands are full of stuff. Mm-hmm. Other stuff besides the dog. And I was walking today and I walked past this guy who also had a dog. And I was like, oh, Max, you want to say hi? And he walks by me and he goes, all these guys are feminine as fuck now. So loud. And I was like, oh, damn. I'm really tamming it up today. Uh-huh. Really tamming up the streets. I don't remember why I told you that.
You got it. Well, what kind of dog was it?
I don't know. He's a mutt.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
But, oh, I know why. Because I got up so early. So I already had 2 cups of coffee today. Mm-hmm. So now I feel like less drunk and more just like on like Adderall. Mm-hmm. Just 2 cups of coffee.
We have tried to record it in the afternoon and it like doesn't
work.
Hit right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something different about it. I think in the morning we're like a little bit more
energized.
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I would say delirious. Maybe delirious. Yeah, and raw. Yeah. Raw is the raw. Right word.
Kind of we raw dog the mics in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely. Yeah.
Your thoughts all haven't come out yet.
Totally.
You haven't like, told all your jokes for
right.
the
right.
No. You haven't hit your
we're just
count.
Like a little bit more. I don't like not stupid, but
raw.
But a little yeah, raw.
Very
I guess it all comes back to being raw.
It comes back to being raw.
Yeah.
And Brooke and I, we're raw. Mm-hmm. So we hope that you can be raw with us today.
I'm very, if there's one thing about me, it's that I'm very raw and very raw. Honest.
Yeah.
And I'm super down to earth.
So. Yeah. You
I'm an open
you
book.
You really are. Oh, Caroline, I love that about you. Okay. So I have a question for both of you. Mm-hmm. That I've been asking, this is my new like get to know you question that I've been asking all my friends. Like if you go out to dinner with your friends and there's a lull in the conversation, this is the question that you should ask.
Okay.
And it actually works a little bit better, I think, with my friends who are like not on social media, but that's fine. We're gonna do it anyway here. And I don't mean this in the, I do think like some influencers, like it does give me a little bit of the ick when, respectfully, and no offense at all. that goes without saying. When people like are on the internet, I'm like, here are the brands that I'd love to work with and like tag them.
Yes.
That does give me the ick. That being said, I am kind of going to do that in a different font because my question is like, what would your like dream brand deal be? And that is fun to ask like people who do not work in social media. Like it's a very good get to know you question.
Yeah, that's like everyone knows what a brand deal is now, right? Like,
yeah.
Like no, like people that don't do social media, they're like, you know, someone that works in finance is like, oh, I would love to do a brand deal for Oscar Mayer Wieners.
Right. So it's like it tells a lot about a person, like what their dream, what their dream
Oscar Mayer Wieners.
So what?
Yeah. And now you have the opportunity to share that.
May I have a hot dog?
We have the meat.
Who wants a hot dog?
Isn't that it?
That's Arby's.
Oh, really?
Arby's has the meats.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of like their whole thing is that they have the meats.
Yeah.
They're actually getting sued right now because they don't have the meats. They got sued for false advertising. I'm pretty sure. Sorry to.
I was gonna say, do you want to answer my question or not? Really?
Oh, my dream brand deal. Sorry.
You can talk about Arby's
and Meyer Wieners
and come back.
Can
to
I
it.
Come back to it?
Totally.
They're being
as long
sued.
As you are going to come back to it.
They're being sued because they always stack on so much meat. All these meats.
Is it human flesh?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm. No, it's actually lack of human flesh. It's lack of meat. They are just don't. They're just not loading up that bitch the way that they show that they are on
false advertising.
False advertising.
Yeah,
which is crazy. And there's like a lot of lawsuits like that. Like a lot of like Sarbis is getting sued for not having any fruit in their refreshers.
Are you serious?
Did they ever claim to have fruit in their refreshers?
Well, it's called like a strawberry guava refresher. But there's not an ounce of fruit in that or fruit juice.
I would expect there to be artificial flavoring at best.
Right. I wouldn't expect. You know what? If I'm going to Starbucks. For my fruit intake for the day.
Right.
I totally was not doing that either. Definitely not.
No. Yeah.
Absolutely not. I would definitely not hit the gym and then go to get a Starbucks refresher.
Oh, did
no,
that,
you wouldn't.
Did I just... I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, I'm sure
that would make a lot of sense, though, that it doesn't have fruit. I've not been feeling great.
Yeah. I think it's probably one of... I mean, I don't know. I'm speaking out my ass. But I think it's probably one of their pumps. They pump that.
I think so, too.
They're always kind of pumping something at Starbucks. I do love it though, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, Arby's does have the meats, just not as much as they say that they have.
Okay.
But my dream partnership would probably be I don't know, Legos.
Ooh, fun. I love
like something that
Legos.
I could like stack. Or I'm like reverting back to being a child, but like Elmer's glue, maybe my whole ad could be peeling it off my
hands. Oh my God, I was just going to say pouring it all over your every inch of your skin covered in Elmer's glue.
When's the last time you guys glued something?
Recently, and it was my fingers to my other finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love gluing body parts together.
Oh.
One of my hobbies. Brooke, don't ever say I don't have hobbies.
Brooke, I wouldn't dream of it. When's the last time you glued your hands together?
We should do that for a whole YouTube video.
Glue our hands. Wait, we should glue our hands together.
Oh, fun. That's fun.
We should glue our hands together at
Can I join in on this?
Yeah.
Can
I yes, absolutely.
We could have a three-way.
Yeah.
So what's your brand for dream?
I was going to say like Miu Miu or like that, Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
Not like Oscar Mayer wieners, but I like that for lunch.
Okay. And if you want to take this question to the next level, which I love doing, what would you do with them?
My whole own fit. Line.
Yeah. Ooh,
oh, clothing line.
Oh, dream big.
Oh, hold up.
Dream
yeah,
big.
That would be crazy, but you know, dream big. Yeah, it's definitely gonna happen.
Oh, you could do that. You could
really
do that.
Like that's so.
Keep keep complimenting.
Wait, no,
keep
you could do that because I'm sorry, I keep shifting gears off of the question, but this is I do have to intro that this is the manifestation space, and I'm not kidding. It's scary. Everybody knows stuff. Comes true when you speak.
No, it definitely does. It definitely does.
I'm scared of what's. I have chills.
No, I know that's like not why I asked the question, but it's not like not why I asked the question because I'm getting ready to go off.
Go apeshit
on my dream.
Go apeshit
on my
dream.
And I just want to confirm yours is Elmer's glue. That's all you want.
No,
I like that.
Okay,
I like that. Legos. I like that.
No, I know. Yes.
Yours, Brooke.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Okay, I have four.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh, three. I have three. First would be Barnes and Noble.
That's good.
Yeah, and it would be like, and what I would do with them.
Go to the bathroom?
No. One of the videos could be filmed in the bathroom, but that's not like the key messaging.
Yeah.
The key messaging would be like, oh, if you like this movie or you like this book and you're in like this mood, here are the books that I recommend. Uh-huh. And it would be like a series with Barnes and Noble.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, series are awesome.
Yeah. Second would be
I love books I
like a Michael's or Joann's, and it would be like a knitting kit.
Yes.
So like if you want to start
like
knitting,
Brooke's
collab,
beginner,
total collab,
Brooke's beginner knitting,
total collab kit. Mode, total collab mode, and it would be like a kit of like here if you want to start knitting, like here are the essentials provided to you by either Michael's, Joann's, etc. Whoever wants me. Third.
Who want me?
Would be
who want me?
With Anthropology or something along those lines. And it would be like, I knit and design a sweater. Take, for example, my tomato sweater. Mm-hmm. It would be like that. And they would like partner with that sweater and they would produce like more like mass produce it.
Okay. Yeah. That's
no,
good.
Like they would produce the exact one that I made. And it would be like a collab. And like,
but it's not you.
They would produce
shop,
it and other people could buy it.
Fingers bleeding.
Yeah. I wouldn't
tomatoes.
Be making it. I would just make the prototype.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And those are my
I like
dreams.
That. That's very
yeah, ready to go.
I know because I've been asking people all weekend.
I wish you would have told me the question yesterday.
Sorry, it's fun, and it was really fun to hear like my friends, like who just like don't work in social media, like the brands that they would work with.
Mm-hmm. What would they say?
I think Tristan was Diet Coke.
That's a good one.
Yeah, which is
that's
a good
very
one.
Like Cindy Crawford.
Alexa was Mercedes.
Kendall Jenner. Oh, but that's Pepsi.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah. She's
Mercedes. I would work with Mercedes if they would give me a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you get a car just now?
Yeah. Like, I bought a car like 2 weeks
you
ago.
You want another one?
Yeah, I want two cars.
Wait, what kind of car did you get?
A BMW M2.
Whoa.
It's pretty sick. I drove it from Ohio with my mom.
Wow.
Cross country road trip. Bonding experience.
How was the road trip?
It was great. I drove like 100 miles an hour. And
what
my mom
states did you go through? Because I did that Pennsylvania to here, which is like the same.
We probably did the same thing.
Because most of you might not know, as I didn't, Pennsylvania borders Ohio.
Yeah. You didn't
what?
Know that? You didn't know that?
Where the hell is
they
Pennsylvania?
They don't teach you geography in private school.
I thought Pennsylvania was
next to Ohio.
Brooke.
Which is
people forget about Ohio.
I know where Ohio is.
If it weren't for me, no one would know about Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it louder.
If it weren't for me, no one would know about Ohio.
I agree.
I put that state on the map. Just saying.
Facts.
I agree.
Facts. I don't know. I think we both put that state on the map.
Oh.
With our...
oh.
Wait. No, this
leeway,
is a
leeway,
segue.
Leeway.
Because
okay.
So I have been on one brand trip ever.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone's going to Turks and Caicos and Dubai. Well, me and Caroline went with Gilly Hicks to Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, we did. It was amazing.
Didn't you break your foot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then Caroline broke her foot on the brand trip.
And then I didn't know it was broken. So the entire day, I just pretended like I was fine.
And then
I couldn't walk for weeks.
Come on, we gotta go to karaoke. She game.
You really are brave, because there are two types of people. The people that are like, oh, I'm fine, like, no worries. And there's me, who would like make someone carry me to the hospital.
She was hobbing.
Yeah.
Hobbling.
Hobbling everywhere.
She came though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I broke my ankle so many times because I wear like high heels out everywhere. I wasn't wearing high heels. I just happened to twist my ankle somehow because I'm.
It was one of those.
It was a platform.
Like, it was like a.
Those 90s.
Well, no, you like stepped forms. Down a step that was this big.
My that's hard to do.
Yes, but also my shoes were that high. So if you double that, that's like big.
Oh, that's at least 6 inches.
So I was like, oh my gosh, like I literally broke my ankle and it was so embarrassing. And I pretended like nothing happened. And I feel like I pulled it off really well because you didn't even know.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
No. And, but you went to the hospital and like stayed
in
the
hospital.
Did you go
to the hospital once you came back?
No.
Or you had?
Like after the event, I went to the hospital and my ankle was black. And I was like, oh my gosh. I thought I was going to have to get it amputated. And I'm like, how am I going to like... live.
Right.
I thought I was going to die. Like the, how can I be like a supermodel? How can I be a Victoria's Secret angel?
Right. Is that your dream?
I think I'm pretty much there though.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Make sure your phone's on loud in case it goes off while we're...
Oh, I had to put it on...
Victoria?
Yeah.
yeah, in case Victoria calls to tell you a secret. I know, because I ended up leaving and you stayed in Ohio. At that point, I had to say, I'm getting the hell out of Columbus.
That's literally where I went to college. Yeah. It was so amazing.
I had a blast.
Yeah, I had a blast. I did. The medicine did happen, I think, I had alcohol in my system and the steroids definitely made me pass out.
Yes, you were being kooky.
I literally passed out at brunch. Well, I passed
you came
out.
To brunch. And then you were like, you're being so funny right now. I didn't realize she was on. Everyone was laughing at me.
That's the problem. Like I was in high school all over again.
That's the problem when you do a character all the time. I thought you were in character the whole time.
I put on my sunglasses.
Yeah, she had her sunglasses on at brunch. I was like, that's TikTok it, girl. She was like, I'm tripping balls over here at the hotel brunch restaurant.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then I went to the hospital and they were like, you're fine.
Was it actually like broken?
I don't really remember.
It was blown to smithereens.
It was like literally in shatters.
Yeah.
And then like I kept working out on it when I got back. And then it just took like half a year, seven, eight, 9 months to heal. And I don't even think it's good because when I was in Europe, I literally snapped it again. So
hairline.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like that.
Oh, snap.
I'm just so frail and little.
You are so petite.
That's what people say. I'm really like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just so weak.
It's like part of being a VS.
Yeah.
Angel.
Yes, angel.
Yeah.
Is that at any point
you could just break in half.
Your glass bones could shatter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your paper skin.
Yeah. That's true.
Every morning you break your arms.
That's why.
Every evening you break your legs.
I know.
Your heart attacks might even put you to sleep. Yeah. Totally. Wait, I want to go back to your road trip.
Oh, my road trip? You're really invested?
I am, because I want to know like which way did you go?
Times at this point.
Oh, I did it once, never doing it.
I love road trips. I didn't let my mom drive once. So,
really?
Yeah. She also doesn't like driving, but I was like, I just bought this car. Like, I'm not letting anyone drive it.
Oh,
yeah.
When your parents get into your vehicle and start gassing it or hitting the brakes, like suddenly you're the mom or the dad. Uh-huh. You're like, no, we don't use brakes in that fashion. Yeah. We're going to ruin the brakes.
Right.
And have you never accelerated a car before? We're not in a rush to get there. We have 18 hours left. You don't need to accelerate all the way. I don't know what that does to a car. Can't be good, though. But then all of a sudden, you're the...
I got scared a little when you said that. Like, I literally was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's like, not you.
Yeah, no, but I felt like it was. Yeah, a little bit. I was like... I might cry.
Well, I also drove from Texas.
Right, I just want to know what state she went through, though.
Oh.
Continue on. The road trip the second time, I went from LA through Texas, through Oklahoma, all the way up to... Yeah.
Oh, that's my route, kind of.
Yeah, so I've done north and south in winter and summer, I guess. I'm just like seasoned veteran. If TikTok doesn't work out, I could probably be like a semi-truck driver.
You could be an ice road trucker.
Yes, I see that for myself.
Mm-hmm. That would be-
Or like a firefighter or like a grade school art teacher. Those are my backups.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You got your
Why are you guys laughing?
Thing ready.
Yeah. If I can remember, I went from Ohio through Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Colorado, Utah, a little bit of Arizona, and then California.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did the same thing, but like a little bit different.
Really?
I think I did Nebraska instead of Missouri, which I was I was obsessed with Nebraska.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I have one friend that is from Nebraska and there. I felt bad. I feel bad for them.
Really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the cornfields and stuff.
Yes. But there's also mountains, which people do not know. And they'd love to raise awareness.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You go skiing in Nebraska.
You could.
And then hit the cornfields after for a cob.
There's a little bit of everything in Nebraska.
Yeah. I love
corn. It's a shame you didn't get to see it.
Maybe one day I'll do my like a destination next vacation
time.
There. Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah. It's probably
a getaway.
So different from like Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know shit about the Midwest if I didn't have friends that I made in LA that are from the Midwest. And I feel like I have like 50.
Our brand trip experience.
And from our brand trip experience. Like there's a lot of hidden gems in the Midwest.
The bean.
Totally.
Wait, also the bean.
Yeah.
Couldn't find the bean when I was in Chicago.
That's crazy.
Huh. Couldn't find it.
That is crazy. Everyone hear that? That's
where were
crazy.
You looking?
Could not find it. Wanted to give it a little flick. Could not find it. I was looking everywhere for the bean. Could not find it. I walked miles
and
miles.
Did you put it in
your map? Did I put it in my what?
Map.
Oh, the map. No, didn't get
what
the bean.
What did you think I said?
Let's see who's my first call of the day. New Waverly, Texas. No, I didn't put it in the map. I just figured I would find it. Mm-hmm. I figured I'd follow my heart to the bean.
Didn't quite get you there, huh?
Didn't get me there.
Damn. Well, we know your heart.
Facts.
Yeah.
I was also going to say, you know, so we said on the podcast, we were like making predictions and I was thinking like maybe in 2023, someone from the Midwest will stay in the Midwest and be an influencer in the Midwest. And like make some city famous. We didn't directly say that. Remember that?
No. Yeah, I do.
In the Kansas City is in the Midwest, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Kansas City Taylor now Swift with the Chiefs and Taylor Swift, whatever.
Yeah.
You know Rihanna's. Put it on the map. You know Rihanna's looking for a house in Kansas City.
No, I didn't.
To buy a house.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Is that true?
It's facts. It's on God as well. Yeah.
Where'd you get that Snapchat news?
I don't know. Maybe I made it up. I can't
but
remember.
She's technically not from the Midwest, so she can't.
That's true. But I'm just saying, like,
your theory
popping up on the map.
Yeah, maybe someone could put Chicago on the map or something.
Rhea is from Wisconsin, true. And I feel like she's blowing some spots in Wisconsin up.
That's true.
Bria Lemonade?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like her.
Yeah, she's great. She's like, I'm addicted to her.
Yeah. You're addicted to that young woman?
Young woman. Yes. There is something about her that is addicting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot
she
of
She has
people
the magic chew.
The magic chew?
Yeah. Have I told you about the magic chew?
No. Walk us through the magic chew.
It's like somebody who's eating something, even if you don't like that food, it's like, it looks like the best thing in the world.
Can you demonstrate?
I do not have the magic chew. I would actually say I have the opposite of the magic chew, which I'm sure you can attest
to. I'm aware of your chew.
Yeah.
What if you did, what is it like this?
It's like juicy. No, that's not it. You know it when you see it.
Is it like this? Is it small petite bites or is it like
no,
a large
Connor,
chomp?
You know it when you see it and it's an energy. And I have not seen anyone recently that has it.
I think I have it.
You do?
But I can't show because it's like my hidden talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take an imaginary bite.
I could
bite.
See you having it. No, it doesn't happen with imaginary bites.
Mm.
You didn't even chew. You swallowed it whole.
Because I chew with my mouth closed.
You still use your jaw.
But I have to talk at the same time. Stop yelling at me.
Okay. Well, enough about chewing.
Mm. That's so true.
I have some life hacks if you want.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. A few episodes ago, we did like a whole life hack episode. And here are a few of the stragglers. Let me pull those babies up.
I got a message from, while you pull those up, from Jake Shane this morning that was like waving emoji on TikTok. And I was like, ah, and I sent him back, hey, Jake. And he said, that was an accident. Just
No one's ever sent that on purpose.
I do it all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought that people did that.
That's kind of sweet. Okay.
Okay.
Ready for the first life hack?
Yeah, I think so.
Using nail clippers to shape your bushy eyebrows. A perfect curve every time. Don't get it.
Wait, what'd you say?
Using nail clippers to shape your bushy eyebrows. A perfect curve every time.
Well, I'm not going to be able to speak on this.
Oh, due to no eyebrow feature?
Yeah.
Okay. Caroline, like,
well,
don't get it.
I don't do my eyebrows. My eyebrows
are
just
natural?
Grew like this. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whoa.
I don't wear makeup or do any of that stuff. It's just all natural.
Okay. POV, like, pretend that both of you have eyebrows that you address. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand this? Using nail clippers to shape your
eyebrows?
What,
you're clipping your...
Is it like a straight nail clipper or is it the one that has a curve in it?
See, like, context.
Using nail clippers to shape your bushy eyebrows, a perfect curve every time. I would imagine Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, is it the nail clipper that like shapes your nail? Like, it's like a moon.
Does it matter?
I mean, do you want like little moon shaped eyebrows?
Oh, I didn't even think about going at it from the top.
Oh, what did you, from the bottom?
I only touched the bottom of my eyebrows.
Okay. See, I don't know because I don't touch my eyebrows.
But here's my life hack. I don't use tweezers because it hurts too bad. Mm-hmm. I just use one of those, and this is probably so, so bad. And I want to preface, I'm not saying that you should do this. But maybe it's good. I don't know. There's one of those like face shavers.
That's normal.
I just do that under my eyebrows.
Yeah.
But maybe it's too close to your eye and it's like sensitive. I don't know. But that seems to do the trick.
Again, I really have no 2 cents for this. I don't even have 1 cent.
I was more so just like asking if you guys even understood that POV.
I think I understand.
Nail clippers.
I think.
Oh my God. Wait, I had such a good life hack last night. Oh no. I can't believe I don't remember it. Go ahead.
Okay. Let us know if it.
It's not going to come back. Okay. I smoked a little bit of weed last night.
Okay.
That's a sin.
No, a little bit. And then I poured myself a glass of red wine.
Oh my God.
Oh, you should mix. You told
That's
me that
also
last
a sin.
Week.
Brooke, we're on different levels. I poured myself a glass of red wine.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like a, just a little glass, mm-hmm. like an appropriate pour. I put it down next to my couch. I walk back because I left the remote in the kitchen. Come back, kick it, the glass of wine all over my white couch. I go, no worries. I'll soak that. While I get my other glass, I can go fill it back up, put it down, left the remote in the kitchen, come back, punt that thing into next week, wine all over the couch again. I sent you a Snapchat.
Yeah, I know.
Wine all over my couch. Yeah. Did it twice, and maybe I'll lay off the juice tonight.
Can you use white wine to get out red wine?
Huh?
That's what I heard.
Can you?
That's what I thought. Totally.
Oh my God, I did everything known to man. So then I'm like a little bit high, like looking up wives' tales, mother's story. What is it called?
Advice.
What is it called when it's like a life hack in the home?
Old wives' tales, I think.
I think wives' tales are like there's an old man that lives behind our house and he's going to murder you.
Wives.
If you stay up past 10. But
tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks, but like the mother's the mother's thing in the house. They have
mother's tips and tricks.
Yeah, that one.
Anyways.
Oh, mama's own tips and tricks. Oh. Mama's finest.
Yeah, mama's finest.
Oh, I think that's what you mean, yeah.
I meant to say mama's finest tips and tricks from her little book yeah. of tips and tricks. Yeah. Anyways, I was staying up, like looking up all these life hacks, trying to get the white wine out. So I did everything. My couch smells like vinegar.
Oh, yum.
God, by the way, stain got worse.
And were also, your roommates mad?
They weirdly haven't noticed. One is in Spain.
Uh-huh.
So that's why he hasn't noticed, I assume. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, head in the clouds, hasn't noticed the couch. Anyways, where were we?
Oh, life hacks.
Yeah, life hacks.
Okay, here's another one. This one I adore. You can just eat the ingredients of a sandwich without having to make the sandwich.
I said that on our...
I'm obsessed.
I said that on our call yesterday, did I not?
Oh no, you were eating a sandwich.
No. I said, sometimes, if I'm... Sorry. Sorry for you to
I've never cooked before. I've never made a sandwich, so I don't really know what we're talking
you
about.
You are vegan, though.
That is true.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. Yeah. So crazy. I have so many little hidden facts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the call, I said, sometimes, when I have a sandwich, I'm making it home. Like, if I'm making a ham and cheese sandwich, sometimes I just want to have...
Sandwich.
I sometimes just want to have the ham and cheese melted. It's essentially a grilled cheese with a little bit of ham. Sue me. But sometimes I'm going to put veggies and stuff on it, but sometimes I'm like, I just want ham and cheese, grilled cheese, you know? And then I'll just fist the lettuce into my mouth afterwards and force it down just to, like, save myself.
That's not the same. You're having a sandwich with a side of something.
Well, no.
Don't even make the sandwich.
That was going to be in the sandwich. But I decontrust it.
They should put you in the zoo and have people watch.
Yeah.
Watch me.
Yeah, because that was really like feral. It was really cool.
Deconstructed.
Yeah.
My deconstructed sandwich.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I might have to give that a try.
Sometimes I eat my sandwich and instead of putting some ingredients on, I just eat them separately because I want to keep the sandwich simple.
That's what they're getting at.
That's what I said I did, just in long form.
A little different, but
My stomach is rumbling.
Well, surely you understand that there was a fire in the Bronx that killed 10 people in a fire in the Bronx.
In the fire in the Bronx. Killed, I heard about it.
Long story short. Long story short.
By the way, had no idea. That's not real.
Huh?
That's a parody. Devastating. Devastation. I shouldn't have.
I believed it. And I listened to that episode and I really believed you. And now I thought this was factual and I can't trust anything that comes out of your mouth.
That's something that I said with doing no research whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And said it as fact.
Well, someone's talking about a fire in the Bronx that killed 10 people in the fire in the Bronx last night. What are you supposed to do?
Disagree with that.
Your tubes are tied on that. Totally. You have to believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, so life hack. Eat all the ingredients of your sandwich. I mean, a charcuterie plate is a sandwich plate with crackers.
When I think of that, okay, I'm
it's like a Lunchable. Yeah. It's like a Lunchable.
Oh, yeah.
Like my favorite sandwich is turkey, coleslaw, which is a controversial food that I like personally coleslaw. Love. Turkey, coleslaw, avocado. But when I hear this, I'm like, why don't I just eat turkey, coleslaw, avocado with a side of bread? All on a platter.
You totally can.
Yeah, you can and I will.
Okay.
What would your sandwich be as a vegan?
I was saying, I'm so sorry you're sitting here as an onlooker of the Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
No, she's telling us her sandwich right now.
I know.
I've never made a sandwich, but I could like ask my chef if he does. But usually he just like gives me food and I just eat it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really like cook or like, so, I know it's like a thing that like women make sandwiches, but I just don't. Like,
what's your death row meal?
Ooh, I've actually thought about that.
How much have you thought about it?
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Because sometimes my dad will cook for me and I'll be like, this is not good.
Yeah.
This would not be my death row meal.
Oh, good.
Oh, so yeah.
Sometimes it's important to know what you
wouldn't want.
So you can figure out what you do want.
Yeah.
Process of elimination. Go backwards.
Yeah.
Probably like a sweet green salad. I love sweet green salad. And it's not because I'm sponsored by
What do you get in it?
I just get like the kale. I get like the crispy rice bowl minus arugula with kale minus chicken with tofu.
All right.
Wow.
It's so good.
What's yours?
My sweet green or my death row meal?
Your sweet green.
My sweet green. I try all the seasonal ones because they're only here for a limited
you're
time.
You're a big seasonal guy.
I love seasonal items.
Yeah.
Because,
and you're a big bowl guy.
I love bowls. Mm-hmm. I think that
favorite dish.
I think that most plates should be obsolete. Bowls, I could wrap my head around a bowl, but plates should just have plate size with a raised rim so that I don't lose my ingredients. You know, if I'm eating a salad, sometimes I want to scoop and I don't have a a wall to scoop onto. Does that make sense? So I bought some plates that have raised edges now that I can scoop on from. So it's kind of like instead of a plate or instead of a bowl, it's kind of a plowl or a blate.
That's so good.
What were we talking about?
I actually don't even
death row meal.
Oh, no, sweet green salad. Yeah, seasonal. I like the I love their sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And you know what they don't talk about death row meals very much?
What?
You don't have to be on death row to eat them. You could have your death row meal today.
Oh, I like that.
You could have it today.
That's very carpe diem.
Dad, I'm doing my podcast.
Answer it.
I don't want to. He'll talk my ear off.
You could ask him what his go-to sweet green salad is.
I love you to death, father.
You picked that up so slowly.
Oops, it went to voicemail. We already DM'd on Instagram today.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Cute. He gets his whole FYP on Reels, because I don't think he's on TikTok, is people and dogs or monkeys and dogs together. And he's always like, you and Max, you and Max, you and Max, you and Max. I'm like, okay.
Oh, he's a meme generator.
You and Max. So I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. Every single thing is, you know, 10 in a row. And I just know he's scrolling through his thing. He's like, send. Next one, send.
It really is sweet.
Send.
It's sweet that like everything he sees is he's thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
Precious.
Super cute.
Yeah.
You'd think that would make me answer his phone call.
You would.
I would.
In a perfect world, you would.
My tubes are tied. I'm recording. I'm at
perfect world.
I'm at work.
Right. I don't know why I screenshotted this one. Using a dryer sheet to dust your surfaces. Okay.
No, because it's for static.
It smells good.
I don't think you need like your tabletop to smell like a dryer sheet. So much, right? I don't know.
For yourself, that would be lovely.
But like dusty surfaces, I could see because it's for static. So it connects the dust like it's a
I've heard that it
you guys are talking about a lot of stuff I don't know anything about.
Like cleaning.
Oh, she's a cleaner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never cleaned before either. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shoot. I should have been more mindful and thoughtful.
It's okay.
Well, here are some tips and tricks if you ever choose to do so.
That's okay. Thank you.
Apparently, if you like get a stain, deodorant stains on your shirt. Apparently, if you rub a dryer sheet on them, they will go away. Have tried it. Does not work.
Oh, myth busted.
Myth busted. Awesome. All about busting myths.
Yeah, busting myths.
That's why you shouldn't believe anything you read on the internet. Everything's fake.
Facts. When's the last time you were on a ladder?
The other day.
Oh, what are you doing?
I was just climbing onto the roof. I'm not kidding. I really wish I was kidding.
What were you doing on the roof?
Just hanging out with my friends.
I get that.
It was crazy. It was a movie. It was a movie.
It sounds like a movie.
Well, it wasn't really that safe because I think the roof is about to cave in, but that would make a good story too.
Totally.
I went skydiving a couple times and I feel like that'd be the same experience falling through a roof.
How was that, by the way?
It was fun. Well, the first time I went with my little brother and he jumped out first and I thought he was going to die. Yeah. So I promised myself, I'm like, I'll never do that again with anyone I love. So the next time I just went by myself. For TikTok.
Like very selfless.
Yeah. I was like, ugh. Yeah.
I would let Philippe go and then not me.
And then you would just like chicken out.
Yeah. I would watch from the ground.
Below. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I can't go skydiving anymore.
Why not?
Anymore?
Oh, you've been?
Yeah. No. I've never been. But in my head, I was like, I will go one day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, not so much.
You should go. It's fun.
I would have to be asleep,
unconscious,
yeah,
completely.
The second time I went,
have to like roll my body out.
Can you imagine?
And then someone would have
like on sleeping pills, skydiving.
No, I would have to be like literally like pop a pill, and then I would wake up on the ground and they'd be like, "You killed it!" I'm like, "Woo! Send me the pics."
So fun. Yeah,
the guy I went with the second
time,
Facetune
my eyes open.
Uh-huh. The guy I went with the second time, he heard I was from Ohio, so he's like, "Oh my god, I'm banned from the Marriott Inn in Ohio because I got." And he was telling me all the felonies he committed, and I'm like, "I'm trusting this man with my life."
Whoa!
And I don't even have a will yet. Like I had to write a will after that just in case. But like,
whoa.
Nice.
I was like, "What the heck?" And then after you land, you get into a car so they can drive you back to the drop point. And or like to the place, and I was in like a car with like four random grown men, and it was really scary. So I don't recommend doing that by yourself ever. Yeah, scary. It was crazy.
That's my favorite Nathan For You clip is when he goes skydiving.
Oh, I haven't seen.
Oh, it is so funny. He goes and he's like on the plane with someone, and as he's about to jump out, he's like, oh.
She has a crush.
Plans.
She has a crush.
Him. I forgot about my lunch plans. And the guys.
I haven't seen this episode.
It's like one of those, like, you know how he puts like little bits like in a full episode? It's like not a full like episode arc, but it's like one of those little bits.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have lunch plans. And the guy is like, okay. And like clearly doesn't believe him. And Nathan's like, no, like I have lunch plans like I cannot miss, and I want you to come so you can see that I'm not lying. So he like doesn't jump out of the plane. They go back and he drags the skydiving instructor to go to lunch with him just so he can see that he actually did have lunch plans, which he obviously did not have. So he paid someone in the parking lot to be his lunch, his friend that he's going out to lunch with the skydiver. And then the friend obviously like knows nothing about him.
Yeah.
It is gold.
I like gold. That a lot.
Love him.
I love him.
You do love him.
I do love him.
That we a lot. Shared a bond over that before.
That's why we became friends.
Yeah, that is. Oh, I love it, Caroline. Yeah. That's really precious and sweet.
Thank you.
Tell the story about my friend that went skydiving and his glasses came off.
No.
Was he not wearing goggles?
I think he's like my sketchiest friend that's like always looking for a deal. And I think he like met somebody that was like, you can come skydiving
for a deal
for a Groupon. Yeah. But it was like not a real Groupon. And he's like, all right, cool. Let's do it. And he's skydived once, but like not enough to be skydiving alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to skydive solo, like without a guy strapped to his back. And so he did it and his glasses came off. Obviously, we're not dealing with employee of the month in that plane.
Mm-hmm.
So glasses come off and he's like, oh my gosh, I need to find my pulley thing to put the parachute out. This is horrible, by the way, this story. And he pulls it and I think he pulled it way too high. So like he's like going down so slow and he's like, it's giving me the
I would pull it the heebies. Second I jumped out. Like I don't want to be falling. whatsoever.
Well, so he's now he's looking for where he can land with his parachute pulled. And he's like, oh my God, a lake. Like, because I don't know how fast I'm going. I'm going to land in that lake.
In water?
That's and so bad. He's going down, going down, going down, going down, mm-hmm. going down, going down. When he is about to hit the lake,
can you like move and orient yourself to where you want to land? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. So as he's about to hit the lake, he realizes that's a tree. That's not a lake. Hits the tree full force. So then he's up in the tree, had to like unhook himself. He's walking down. He's like all beat up, walking down the side of the street. Some guy driving a truck is like, are you with that? Because they know like where the parachute people are supposed to land. He's like, yeah, drove him back. That's it. That's the end of the story too. Can you believe that?
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's fine. Hmm. Still looking for deals. Yeah. He's like on Extreme Couponers with a deathwish.com.
Uh-huh. I love that so much. That's cool.
Deals, deals, deals.
You ready for the next hack?
Yes.
This is awesome, this one, mm-hmm. but flawed.
They've all been.
Many awesome things are flawed, and that's okay.
Yes.
Also, hook your necklaces through straws when you travel so they don't get tangled.
I don't wear necklaces usually ever. True. Yeah.
Flaw? You don't usually wear necklaces, no, but the one on your person right now would not fit through a straw. Well, mine either. That's the flaw. But some can.
Chains.
And that's great. Chains can.
Wait, I'm confused. Do you weave the straw through the necklace?
No. You weave the necklace through the straw.
Oh.
Wait.
I was so confused. But
you're actually ahead of the game with your advanced thinking. If you don't want that to get tangled, you could weave the straw through that.
That'd be kind of chic. That'd be very avant-garde.
I could see you wearing to the Met Gala.
I would, yeah. I definitely would.
Mm-hmm. That's
you've worn some chains before when you've experimented.
I know. I was experimenting with my body previously. Oh. And so I was trying on different chains. But mm-hmm. as we've talked about on this podcast before, chains come to you mm-hmm. as a man.
That's
you don't
true.
Come to the chain.
Mm-hmm. So like a chain has not
I'm
come
picking
to
up
you
what
yet.
You're putting down.
No, a chain has you have to find a chain on the ground. Mm-hmm. You have to find a chain on in your grandma's house. Like in your grandpa's house.
So steal from your grandparents?
What?
Steal from your grandparents is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Well, yeah, little.
What are they gonna do with it? Just an idea. Or like it has to be a gift or it has to be, you know, passed down, or you have to find it. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you don't go buy a chain.
Yeah.
We can move on whenever.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Next, Pete? Mm.
Hit me.
I buy ice cream and use it as coffee creamer. So I have a creamer and a late night snack. I personally love that for when I run out of creamer and I'm scrambling in the morning, but I don't think I would do it every day.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like I've done that before for sure.
Yeah. But that is like nice to have that in your brain.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have no notes.
No notes.
Nope.
And that's kind of like a mocha of sorts, like a Starbucks frappuccino.
If I wasn't going to make a TikTok about what happened to me this morning, I would tell it on the podcast.
I think you can, because the people listening to that will support the TikTok.
Okay. I bought some cold brew that's in my fridge now so I can make coffee at home, and I pour it in and I'm like, I'm going to do a little dash of milk and put the little thing in it and stir it up. And I do that. I get the carton of milk and I pour it in, a little spritz, a little bit more. And then I do it and I'm in my car and I'm drinking it. And I'm like, what is this? Like, this milk must have gone bad. Egg whites is what I put in my coffee. Egg whites. They're also in a carton.
Delicious.
How about keep the egg whites in the egg so I know that I'm putting an egg in my coffee? Just a thought. Why are they in a carton? Or are they in a carton the same shape and feel as my milk? I'm not looking.
Why are they in a carton as opposed to like a bottle?
They are in bottles as well.
Oh, just like things come in different containers.
Did you finish it?
No, I had. So
is it still in your car?
It is still in my
car. Can I have some?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
You can. And now, you know what?
It sounds so good. I'll make one exception.
Okay. Yeah. No, they are going to be really hot too when we get out there.
So
the parking
like
lot.
Basically almost scrambled eggs.
It's going to be something.
So good.
Yeah. At least there's no yolk. We're going no yolk today.
Yolk.
It's kind of like coffee with pulp.
Mm. You're actually making me feel a little sickly.
So sometimes it's nice to feel something just to know you're alive.
Mm. That's true.
Next.
Okay, I don't know why I screenshotted this one. Plain white rice with Chipotle. Yeah.
Just like a side of white rice?
It's delicious.
Okay.
Have you ever had it plain?
No.
Because I get the kids quesadilla.
Oh.
Yeah.
When I don't want like a full meal, big quesadilla, like as more of a snack piece, and they give you just like a side of white rice, and it's to die for. It's unlike any other white rice that you've ever had. It's not from Chipotle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep that one in mind.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you should.
Yeah. Last one.
Never talk to me again.
You ready?
Yeah.
I love this one. This is like girl math, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
If I take my lunch break later in the day, I spend less time at work. 100%. I used to do
I like that.
What?
If
you, like, as you leave and go an offsite lunch, is that what they're saying?
No. So, if you take your lunch break later, you spend less time at work.
Anyone else? I guess it must be girl math because I'm not following.
That makes so much sense.
Because when you come back
brain.
From lunch, you have less time than if you would have taken your lunch earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you have less time after, but you have more time before.
But
that's
it
what
doesn't
she's forgetting.
Feel like
okay.
it because of girl math.
My bad. I'm thinking like...
Same as like free money when you return something.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I get it.
It feels like when you come back from lunch and you have not a lot of time left, that feels like you're getting out of work.
That's kind of like what I say about like if you wake up later in the day, you spend less on food.
Yeah, similar, but not the same.
But you're forgetting that like you're hungry before that, you know, and like mm-hmm. the food is to satisfy that hunger. It's a trade-off.
No. Yeah.
I think that's a DSDF situation.
Totally.
Different strokes, different folks.
Oh, I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
A lot of people actually don't know what DSDF is. We say it all the time. It's kind of mine and Brooke's version of let's agree to disagree. Okay. Different strokes for different folks.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm going to steal that.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Totally.
I'm going to steal it and tell everyone I came up with it.
You should.
I wouldn't even be mad.
Okay. No, I wouldn't. I would be like, wait, did she... Wait, is that her thing?
Yeah.
I would be confused.
I would probably feel sad and bad and apologize. And stop saying it. Yeah. Okay, I actually do have more.
Hit me.
It's up to you if you want them or not.
Yeah, hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Buying cheap digital download art off of Etsy and then printing and framing them, parentheses, look expensive, and parentheses. Disagree with that. That seems so hard. I would rather spend a lot of extra money on the pre-framed Etsy prints.
I think it depends. I think a lot of Etsy people, they did this to me. Where I released my merch and then they took my exact design and started releasing stickers and posters of it.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason,
you're anti.
I'm out.
For that reason, sharks.
Because I paid a designer so much money for them to type out a font. So that is mine, and do not make stickers of it. That being said, I was kind of like, oh wow, people are buying these stickers and putting them on their laptops. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice, free advertising. But then I was like, I should be. Releasing these. What am I thinking? Gaslit myself into being like, nice.
Yeah.
These are a steal. But no.
This is for me like the same as like me thinking buying ice is actually the hack. I would rather buy the pre-framed thing for more money than go through the trials and tribulations. Going to a FedEx, buying the frame, putting the print in the frame.
Frames are expensive, by the way.
Yeah.
You're getting your frames at FedEx?
That's my
question. You're buying the frame at a third party. You're going to another location to get the frame. It's completely exhausting.
Crazy. That's like one of those days where you're like, I have to run errands, and it's actually just one errand that needs five stops.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell? It's 4:30 p.m. All I did was get this Etsy print framed.
Aww. Oh, I screenshotted this one for you specifically in case it helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I attached my dog's poop bag to his harness. So he carries it, not me. Do you already do that?
Oh, with the poop in it?
Oh, God, yeah.
So the poop is just like bouncing off your pooch?
Yeah, as opposed to you carrying it.
Pass.
Where do you carry it?
Yes. I don't need, ugh, no.
It's like a colostomy bag.
I toss it in a trash can within, what'd you say?
It's like a colostomy bag, whatever, you know?
It fully is. Pass.
Oh, that's sweet.
Wait,
we should
smash or pass these life hacks.
Ooh.
Pass.
Oh, I'm
smashing.
You're going to smash that?
Yeah. I would put that directly onto my dog.
No. Well, I hold it for long enough. You just don't. And also, Max is pretty unpredictable. If he's running around, I don't want like a.
It's not going to be hitting you, especially with your new belt leash.
No. But I'm going to hold it and I'm going to walk straight to a trash can.
Oh, I'm putting
Max's dumps are colossal. Like, it's crazy. And it's not for lack of going out. He just chooses to take the largest dumps I've ever seen.
Is that a choice?
I don't know. He's finally off of, well, I don't need to go into detail, but he's finally taking like very healthy poops. Like, I'm like, hey, man, don't rub it in.
Was he scared of you? Is that why he was like kind of poop shy?
He's not. He's certainly not poop shy. I don't know. And he's not scared of me either.
Yeah.
At all.
I don't know. If I owned a dog, I just wouldn't clean up after it. I'd just kind of leave it for other people to clean up.
It's like he was pooping so much that I was like, I can only hold so many bags and we would run out of bags. So I'm like, I would have to.
So give him some. He also teaches responsibility.
It was connected to his. That was connected to him. His poop bags, not filled with poop though.
Oh.
So I've been having to like look at for Ring cameras and then be like, I am coming back for this poop. Okay, you have my word. That being said, I'm like, where was that poop?
That's so true.
Three streets over. I've been having to like go on scavenger hunts for, luckily they're not hard to miss because they're the size of a Toyota Corolla.
Someone left a poop in my neighborhood recently.
Human or dog?
Dog.
Okay.
And then the
that's a good question. It is in West Hollywood.
Totally. Yeah.
The person whose house it was in front of had a Ring, screenshotted an image of the human who left their dog's poop, printed it out, put posters all along the neighborhood saying this guy leaves their dog shit all around your neighborhood.
That's what I'm scared of. That's what I'm scared of. And rightfully so, because when Max walks into grass, I'm like, he doesn't look to not step in piles of poop. I'm like, I don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like an avid cleaner of poop. Well, I mean, I've always been. I've never not like.
You've always said that.
Now, when he was leaving me sweet and colossal nasty surprises on the sidewalk, I'm like, I can only
it's
do
like
so
Christmas.
Much.
Right.
I didn't bring like a hose with me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So at that point, it's a problem of the city, but I do my best.
Yeah.
That's all you can ever do.
I haven't talked so much about feces since I was probably like potty trained.
That, and unfortunately, that is like a risk of coming on the podcast.
Oh,
that is a risk, and it should be one of our honestly one of our bullet.
We should
points.
Have someone sign something before they come in, being like,
"You cool with poop?
Are you cool?"
Yeah.
Have you ever pooped your pants?
No. I'm a lady.
That's why you wear skirts.
We don't do that. Yeah, so it just comes out easier. Yeah.
There was a video of a woman that I've had it podcast. Those two blonde women. Mm-hmm. I follow them on everything, and they posted a security footage video of a woman
in the grocery store.
She was in line at a taco shop, and the guy is cleaning up after hours and sweeps. It's black and white, so all you see is just like a dark mound, and he sweeps. And then, like, picks up the broom and is like, oh, what is this? Smells it on the camera. Puts it back down, like recoils, puts it back down, walks out of frame, and they go and they review it. And now it's like, it's a TikTok that filmed. A woman walking swiftly through the line, does not stop. There's nothing in the line. Does not stop. She walks by. It is there when she walks by. Like, she does not falter. She does not hesitate. She leaves
it's her hidden talent
and just continues on her way. Yeah. It was like American Horror Story Coven, the way she was moving. She was gliding through the line, dumps, continues on her way.
But she went viral for that?
She went viral for that. Yeah.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. We should take notes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you, Caroline.
I also want to say very quickly that last week, the way that we framed the video, it just said ick right behind me. That's great.
Ick or treat.
Oh, it might still be that way this week. I don't know. Kelly Clarkson might be having my back.
Right.
We had a couple more things that I wanted
to... Well, yeah. We wanted to ask you about your experience.
Oh my gosh, I hate questions.
Okay. We wanted
Tell
to
us
ask
about
you
your experience.
About your experience with a sidekick.
Oh my God.
As we are planning ourselves to experience.
Go to my lady.
We are going to your lady.
Mm-hmm. Wait, really?
Yes. Or she's coming here, rather.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
I love her. I mean, I haven't talked to her since that experience, but she's crazy. She was so accurate. I lost the recording of like what she told me, but everything I remember has come true. Yeah.
What do you remember?
A lot of stuff she told me.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember like a lot of stuff. But she told me stuff like, she told me, I don't know, like when I was going to get a boyfriend. She told
me.
Guys, I wanted to make this about myself. Oh. Yeah, I have a boyfriend.
Wait, we just. You just like
that's
kind
exciting.
Of you kind of just like hatched your soft launch egg on our pod.
Oh God, can we take that out? Just kidding.
You can just do one big bleep over that past 30 seconds.
Well, she told me like which friends were gonna be in my life this year and which ones I was gonna leave behind.
Did you know their names?
Oh no, you had to tell her the name, but no other detail.
Okay.
And then it'll like come to her. And like a lot of stuff like she told me and I was like, whoa, this is so true.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, it was good. She's good. But my grandma's like a medium. So like I believe in all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that like voodoo shit.
And you feel like this woman specifically is like,
yeah, she was
true
like,
and
really
genuine
well-trained.
And
yeah.
Can yeah. kind of see, I guess.
Yeah. She'll probably solve all your problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever get scared that like somebody else, like one of your friends or somebody you know, is like getting a psychic reading and the psychic is actually saying like stay away from like Brooke or
that
Caroline
would make
or Connor?
So much sense.
That would make
I've
sense for me as well.
Lost a lot of
just
friends.
People that are like
recently.
Yeah. Like a psychic probably told redacted.
Yeah.
To that you're toxic and to remove you from their life and they are following suit.
Hey,
like that could happen
I
and you don't
them.
Know when that's
she
happening.
She actually told me I was going to come on this podcast.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Is that crazy?
Damn, I cannot wait for her to come here and I can sit on her lap.
She's, oh my gosh.
And yeah. I can
crazy.
Make wishes. She's not
Claus.
A genie, I guess.
Santa Claus. She told me stuff about my future.
Do you?
So like, we'll see if it's true. I'll let you know in 20 years. She told me stuff about my future.
Okay, oh, like 20 okay. years down the line.
Or like career.
I would love her to not say anything
Did
remotely
she mention-
bad to me though.
I mean, you could tell her that. But
no, she's going to be like,
one time at a bat mitzvah when I was like 13, there was a psychic who I imagine probably wasn't like the most like
reputable
mm-hmm. psychic. And I was waiting in line for her. And when I got there, I was like, can you just not tell me anything bad? And she was like, cannot promise that. And I was like, please, like, can you, it, is there any way you could just tell me things that are positive as like, I do, like, I do tend to spiral and I would love to not. And I'm also 12. And she's like, cannot do that.
She's like,
I only can tell you the truth.
No, literally, I tried to set the psychic up. I tried to set the psychic up with little bits. And I'm like, I printed out a picture of my cousin. And I said, this is like my childhood bully. But she would not fall for it. And I even pulled out like a white dress. I had to cut the bit out of my video. And I was like, this is like the wedding
dress.
Did
you make a video?
Yeah, I made like two. Well, I tried to make three, but I had to like cut out other stuff. But like, yeah, I tried to make TikToks with her. And I tried to set her up to like fall into like a trap, but she said no. She said she wouldn't lie because that would ruin her credibility.
Wow, good for her.
But like it would have been so funny if she lied.
Yeah,
sometimes she was like, this is so real, you need to turn the camera off, you don't want this on camera.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh no, we're gonna have demons. To really we're gonna have to really work with this
getting
woman.
Horrified. I'm now thinking maybe we should separate.
Yeah,
no,
what if you're bad for me?
Then we're just gonna have to work through that.
Wait, when is she coming on?
I don't know, I forget.
Oh,
but there is a date.
Get out. We could do
like
we're gonna start with her and then like
this week
next Friday.
How am I? Okay, good thing I'm coming on before, because how am I supposed to follow that up?
Right,
that's crazy.
Totally.
Yeah, you should save
something
the
to look forward
before.
To
I'm nervous. I'll be honest, I'm nervous, but I'm just gonna be like, you have to be extremely positive.
I wasn't nervous before, but now I am.
She doesn't know our ass. Does she know? Did you meet her before or did she?
No.
You just went into it raw.
Yeah, I raw dogged it. It was crazy.
Caroline Raw Dog Rick.
That's what they call me.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
And with that.
Hey, mom. Okay. That was crazy.
You, if you want. Do you have anything else you want to say? Caroline, how about you go ahead and plug everything?
Is this for the whole podcast?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're already done?
Kinda, yeah. Unless you have anything else.
Unless we go. We can
I didn't even see that timer there this whole time.
Unless you have anything else.
We can go on a tangent as well.
Totally welcome to go on a tangent or.
I'm so nervous right now.
Really?
No. No. I don't know.
Go ahead and tell everyone like where you are and where they can find you and channels and such.
Right now, I'm in with Brooke and Connor.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I was at my apartment.
Yes.
A couple months ago, I was in Spain, in Ibiza.
In Ibiza. With Oscar Mayer.
With Oscar Mayer Wieners. Oh my God, there she is. There's my little
TikTok. You have 3.2 million followers?
That really is.
Stop. It's not about the number. It's about the craft, for real.
Oh, wait.
Oh, God.
I wish you would have worn that, like, pregnancy thing.
No, I literally I wanted to. I like want to wear it on like random occasions, but then I'm like, that's like a bad omen. Like I literally will wear it.
You shouldn't like see how people treat you differently.
Yeah, and they do. No, they do because I did that for a video.
Right.
Oh, and they do treat me differently.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know.
It's crazy, but it's kind of small, so it looks like I just ate like a big Subway sandwich. That's all it looks like. I'm a little bloated. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, that's about it. You can find me on TikTok and on Instagram. And oh my gosh, I haven't posted on YouTube in so long.
And you have 310,000 subscribers on YouTube.
That's where she started.
Wait, can you give... Yeah. Oh, I knew that. I knew that. Because one time when I DM'd you, when you had like no followers on TikTok, I DM'd you and I was like...
I don't even remember those
followers.
I DM'd you. I was like, oh, you're so funny. And she was like, thank you.
Didn't
that... Did I really?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
She just said thank you, and I was like,
sometimes I like don't even know
myself out. Can you give us advice for YouTube? Because we just started our own channel.
Wait, did you really? Yeah, for the videos, mm-hmm. for your little videos,
for our little videos.
Are you doing like shorts? Are you doing like...
We're doing it no. all. Video. We're doing it
yeah,
all.
Yeah, a little.
Okay.
Like psychic. Our psychic.
I'd say
will
for the
be
first
video,
put me in. Am I gonna be on it or no?
In the thumb. You
put me in the thumbnail and just me.
Yeah.
And you'll get a lot of views because I love pretty girls.
Yeah.
The algorithm loves beautiful women.
Totally, Carol.
oh my gosh.
Oh, that's
my
pretty. Gosh. We could just make that last photo our thumbnail.
That's so true. I literally look naked. Yeah, I don't know anything about YouTube because I just started and I just started lying right off the bat. And then people just like ate it up. So,
I
don't really use YouTube anymore. Yeah.
Vegan.
Look.
I miss my mom.
Caroline, I love it.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Caroline, that's crazy. Do you want to hear a funny thing about
Yes, I love
Brooke?
Things.
Is Brooke was... Brooke made a big video that went super viral that said like, I love lying. I love to lie.
I saw that. That was
good. And... a brand said that she was on their list to work with, but couldn't work with her because she's not an honest girl.
Oh, was it a dream? One of your dream brands?
Can I say or no?
No, you can't say. You can tell her after.
Oh, okay.
You can't. You don't want to say.
Okay, you're right. Yeah.
No.
But like, so be it. That's
I'm surprised.
Something where I'm like, okay.
Sometimes I'm surprised. I like.
They told. They told me. They were like, Brooke was on the list, but. She's not an honest girl.
I'm not an honest member of society. Okay.
You just discredited yourself.
Learn when to lie. That's crazy. I was like, you shouldn't have told me that. I'm telling her.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it though.
Funny. That's really
funny. Of course.
You think I don't?
Yeah.
Well, all right, Caroline, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
No, because it's over. Smile because it happened. Yeah.
Smile I've been looking forward to this for like the past like couple hours.
Well, you rescheduled.
Yeah,
you're too much.
You rescheduled with us six times.
Because I kept going back to Europe.
Oh my god, we've all been there.
I know.
Poor Caroline.
All been there.
Totally.
No, I don't know why I kept rescheduling. I think I got like cold feet.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad that they warmed up.
I guess it was cold really in Italy.
Right yeah.
It
was really cold. With your broken heels and feet. And
no, seriously, thanks for coming on.
Of course.
We love you.
Love you.
True.
This is our dream come true. Dream collab. Check. Mate.
I also, now moving on from Caroline, we got a bunch of subscribers to the YouTube last week when we called everybody out for not subscribing. So one more time, thank you. And if you didn't,
do it,
I guess.
Yeah. Like I literally, like I'm bad at math and I still know that like there's half as many subscribers as
there's
there are
half
viewers.
A million people so that forgot sense. To click subscribe.
So that doesn't make sense.
No, probably
that's
over.
Too many. That's too
many. So criminal.
There's half a million in the world at least that didn't click.
Well, totally. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
What he said.
Easily. There's 1.5 million people actually. I changed my mind. That didn't. And also, it's in our link tree on all the links. If you're looking at this right now, it's in our link tree.
You can do it. Don't be shy.
All right, see you guys. We'll see you in the bonus.
Love you.
Love you. Thanks, Caroline, again. We love you.
Oh, Caroline.
If you don't subscribe, I'm going to put each of you in a headlock and give you a noogie.
Oh!
Yeah. They might want that, though.
Yeah, oh.
Ooh.
Never mind. I take that back.
She takes that back.
They might want that.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
This week on Close Friends.
Toilet on, toilet off, scrap on, scrap off, butcher on, butcher off, wax, 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 wax. Like, like in that episode of SpongeBob.
How about you start doing that then? I hope that people who make the laws are really kind of making laws. I thought you were saying if you put a magnet on a raccoon and a magnet on a car and they can't touch.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.